Since the early 1990s, hundreds of women have been tortured, raped, and murdered in the border city of Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. Authorities have been widely criticized for inaction, ineptness, and even corruption in those cases. And closer to home, there have been no arrests in the serial murders of 11 women whose bodies were found in a mass grave on Albuquerque's West Mesa in 2009. Local artist Deborah Gavel is once again organizing an event to commemorate these women. A Prayer for Juarez and the West Mesa is a community performance where participants create a mandala at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. It takes place tomorrow, March 24th at 2 p.m. Well, Deborah, thanks for coming on Women's Focus. Talk to us about what this is, Prayer for Juarez and the West Mesa.
Yes, thank you, Megan. Thanks a lot for having me on. We've been doing this project for a few years now. We started in 2010 as a bigger art project with another painter, Margaret Fitzgerald, and myself. And in the last couple of years, we've been doing it at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, where we will do it this year on Sunday, March 24th at 2 o'clock on the plaza.
And is it a ceremony?
It is. It's a ceremony that the community is invited to participate in. Anyone can come, men, women, and children. This is part of Women in Creativity this month, but it's open to all, and it's a free event. And we're asking everyone to come bringing bowls, and that can be any size, cups or bowls. And we create a mandala with the bowls, and using water, we read the names of the women whose lives have been lost to violence in Juarez and here in Albuquerque a few years ago on the West Mesa.
This is the serial killer victims, yes. The bodies that were found on the West Mesa.
So we read about 500 names as we stand in a circle and create this mandala of bowls. And we use the bowls as a symbol of something that we all use every day. It's a simple symbol of domestic life and family, and also, you know, what we eat out of, a symbol of nurturance. And we just use this also as a symbol of woman, of womb, of the pelvic bowl, so to speak. And it becomes a large and, I think, beautiful image when it's all together.
And how many people came last year?
There was about 50 or 60 people. And we actually have a video of it from last year.
What is the mandala?
The mandala is a symbol of wholeness. It's used in many, many cultures. In Native American culture, it's used as a medicine wheel. We refer to that as a place or a space to be within for healing. And in the Tibetan Buddhist culture, also the mandala is a symbol of a place that you go more in a virtual place that one goes to. And usually they're pictographs with four gates. It's used as a spiritual image.
What do you hope people coming to the event might get out of coming? What kind of healing do you hope to engender?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. A few years ago, I was reading about a woman named Genevieve Vaughn, and I love what she said about community, that she feels that the word might originate from an old Anglo-Saxon word, muni, and that word means gift. And so she was saying that the idea of community coming together could come to mean co-gifting each other. And I think that's the intention here, is that as we come together, we might feel there isn't anything much we can do about the violence that's happening, but just coming together, community, gifting each other with an offering of peace. And I'm a visual artist, I'm a painter, so I see this as a visual expression and as an art action.
And once the mandala is created, it's temporary, right?
It's temporary. Okay. We take it apart. Everybody takes their bowls home, and that's the, yeah, it's ephemeral.
What was it like last year? That was the first year you did it?
That was the first year that we did this mandala at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. And we went to a beautiful place with the group, and people came in awareness of what we were doing. I think most people that came were adults, but there was a couple of children, and I hope that more this year, that it can be a family experience. And I want to thank especially Shell Sanchez, who's the education director and is allowing us to be there to do this on Sunday, and also Little Globe, who they're sponsoring this piece.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Oh, Deborah, thanks for coming and talking about this.
I appreciate it, Megan.
Deborah Gavel is an artist who is organizing the event, A Prayer for Juarez and the West Mesa. It takes place Sunday, March 24th at 2 p.m. at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. The public is encouraged to attend. You're asked to wear black and to bring a bowl. For more information, go to KUNM.org and look under Women's Focus. For KUNM, I'm Megan Kamrick.